A Distant Journey, written by Di Morrissey and read by Kate Hosking. She could smell it coming, taste it, feel it. The rasping dryness in her nostrils and throat, the thick stickiness of the air, the burning behind her eyeballs. Her skin felt like old paper. She strained her reddened eyes at the horizon, dreading the changing colour of the sky, fearful of a golden puff, a sliver curling above the skyline. The stillness was all around, broken only by edgy horses, silent birds, dogs lying under the house on their bellies, ears flattened, sheep in the paddocks huddled together in fear. They knew it was coming towards them. Their fate would depend on the turn of the wind. There was nowhere to go. It was the waiting that was hardest. Men and women stood poised with whatever they had to hand, no matter how ineffectual, ready to fight their worst nightmare, an Australian bushfire. The pregnant woman was alone, pressed to her mattress. The oppressive heat and air pressure had exhausted her, drained her of energy, of hope. They'd soaked the walls outside, even the veranda, with precious water. Containers of dam water waited, as well as blankets, towels and hessian sacks ready to soak and use as weapons against the flames. She heard the fire truck scream uphill from the muddy dam, the weight of water in its belly challenging its tyres to grip the hot, dry grass. It made her feel less isolated, if only for a moment. She climbed off the bed and went out onto the veranda. The heat of the day had not diminished. Across the parched brown paddocks, ominous colours had begun to bleed into the searing sky. Oily red, evil orange. The surreal sunset only confirmed her fears. As she stood gripping the rail, night closed in around her. The smell of smoke was stronger now, the air temperature and pressure changing as though some yawning mouth was sucking the air upwards before spitting it back as specks of ash that drifted through the charred sky. She heard rumbles in the distance as vehicles sped off to where the sneaky advances of orange tongues had begun to lick through paddocks, shrubs and trees. Now it was real. She pictured the crouching and rising beast marshalling hordes of fiery sparks. The fire would form a front that stretched for miles, pushed ever forward by the howling wind behind. A single guerrilla spark could ignite trees, forests, hillsides. The relentless surge would spare nothing, growth, creature or person. Irascible, mercurial, leaping roads and rivers, it would race across the land, changing direction in a breath, allowing no escape.